Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to Beer Talk Radio, and I am your hostess who lost her voice. I was going to say hostess with the mostest, but I lost my voice. So bear with me for this very special mini episode of Beer Talk Radio. Where am I and what am I doing? Okay, I don't normally make episodes like this. Every now and then I want to do something kind of sports related, something kind of athlete related. And I am on quarantine in the middle of buttfuck nowhere. Some people call this a big city. Other people call it Charlotte, North Carolina. I don't find this to be a big city at all. But for the people who live here, this is an urban area to them. Look at me, Little Miss California, super judgmental. Of course I'm judgmental. Anyway, I am here at a place called Whitewater. What the hell? U.S. National Whitewater Center. This is 100 acres of... Wrong. It's... I can't even pronounce some of this stuff. We are... Basically, it's almost like an athletic amusement park. It's almost like a, it's like Disneyland meets, how do I say it? What's the water park in San Dimas called? I already forgot what it's called. Raging Rapids. It's kind of like Raging Rapids. And I was looking for something to do here in Charlotte. I couldn't figure anything out. Of course, my country-ass family never has any money or a car or anywhere to go. So when I come here, I have to figure out what the fuck I'm going to do by myself. And I'm happy I found this, the flyer for this in the hotel room. I have totally fallen in love with this place. This place has zip lines. It has a canopy maze. It has... drop down lines. It has trails. You can rent bikes here. It's got the river rapids where you can either be in your own kayak, a canoe, or you can be in the river raft with your family or your friends. It's awesome. Not to mention, they've got a little bit of a cool play area for the kids. They've got a couple of rock climbing walls. They've got a dry one and a wet one. The wet one is super freaking cool. It is like 45 feet tall, and there's all these different arrangements of pegs on it. So you've got something for beginner to advanced, and then you can drop down into 20 feet deep water. It is so freaking cool. What else is here? It looks like in the wintertime they do ice skating. So if you're not here for the summer, definitely come back in the winter. And there's camping here, and there's also some hammocks that are in kind of an outer area where you can sit and relax and fall asleep or put your babies to sleep if they need a break. This is the type of place that I love because it's super positive, it's clean, it's family oriented, and there's something here for any kind of athlete. If you're an advanced athlete who can do these crazy rock climbing stuff, if you can do some crazy river rapid stuff, they have something for you here. Or if you're a beginner like me and you've never river rafted a day in your life and you just want to learn how, this is a great place. And more importantly, for you parents out there, this is a fantastic place to come and drink some amazing craft beer, okay? Set your kids loose and ignore them the entire day. There will be plenty for them. It's safe. Everyone who's here is very cool, very respectful. They've got a couple of different shops here, and we're going to get to the craft beer offerings in just a little bit. But they basically have like an REI store with all kinds of gear and sandals and anything you could ever need. They have it here. I really like this place. It's a $60 admission to get in. And at first I thought, it's a little expensive. But once I got in and I got the lessons and everything that they have to offer, everything is super high quality. And it's beautiful here. So Let me give you the information so you can get yourself here. If you're ever in the Charlotte area, this is an absolute must that you come here. All right, so you can find them at 5000 Whitewater Boulevard. And the website is, God, I can't find it. I will put it in the show notes because I can't find it. Okay, no, here it is. usnwc.org. usnwc.org. Check out that website. Look at the videos online. Look at the map online. If you're coming out to Charlotte, you have to come here. The staff is incredible. Great customer service everywhere that I've been. Now, let me take you over to the beer garden so I can tell you what they have on tap. All right, all right, all right. Here at the Pump House Beer Garden. That's what they call their little outdoor patio cafe. They actually do have a full service restaurant, but because of the quarantine, they have a limited service at the full service restaurant. But I really like this beer garden, so let me tell you what they have. I love the fact that there's... Oh, thank you. Yeah. Come to the dark side. Yeah, they are commenting on my Darth Vader swimsuit. If you'd like to see a photo of me in my Darth Vader swimsuit, make sure you visit my Instagram, Jenny_QueenOfBeers. My Instagram has been a little bit controversial this past week. I've been really getting mad at the protesters because one of my friend's cafes got looted and destroyed. So I'm not with the bullshit. I'm just not. So anyway, let me get back to the beer. All right. So they got a lot of different options on tap. Let me run down the line. They've got one called Austin East Ciders Pineapple Cider 5%. I had this one this morning. I actually had two of them. Absolutely delicious. I love the fact that they are making a cider that isn't too sweet. And it really does have great natural pineapple flavor. It does not taste artificial at all. And the fact that it's a cider with no aftertaste, I think speaks volumes to the quality. Not as dry as I would like a cider to be, but definitely a really damn good cider. I also had this morning the Sycamore Brewing Company Wild Blossom Rosé Cider. That's 5.2%. Loved it. Loved it. Again, no aftertaste, not too sweet, obviously not as dry as I would like it, but still really, really damn good. And it's something I might actually grab one before I leave because it was delicious. They have Town Brewing Company's Broken Tarted Sour Ale, 4.7%. They've got the Triple C Brewing Company White Blaze Winter Warmer at 6%. Sycamore Brewing Company, Sun-Grown Light Lager, 4.9%. They have the Foothills Brewing Company, Thousand Smiles Golden Ale at 4.4%. Highland Brewing Company, Star Chaser Belgian Wit Beer at 4.8%. I had that one earlier, loved it. Just very simple, basic, light, traditional Belgian-style wit beer. Nothing too fancy, just solid to the traditional beer style. So it was definitely refreshing, and I crushed it pretty quickly. We've got another one here, 26 Acres Brewing Company, Unicorn's Milk Cream Ale, 6%. Noda Brewing Company, Jam Session American Pale Ale. Now, Noda is a company here in South Carolina and North Carolina that everyone is talking about. So I am going to try to hit up their brewery before I leave town. Hearing really, really great things about them. So Noda, definitely going to come see you soon. Bell's Brewery, Two Hearted Ale, American IPA, 7%. Bell's is super, super fancy and popular, and you can pretty much get that anywhere in the country. So, I haven't had it yet. Everybody's saying that it's the best fucking IPA ever made. I personally am not enough of an IPA connoisseur to really even care enough to test it, but that's something that I can get at home, so I don't need to get that while I'm out here. Catawba Valley Brewing Company, the Hopness Haze American IPA. I was at Catawba the other day, and I had some fantastic beer selections. Make sure you go onto my Instagram if you would like to see the beer reviews for Catawba Brewing Company. They also have Southern Range Brewing Company, Hop Sequences, New England IPA, 6.9%. The Legion Brewing Company, Juicy J, American IPA. I call it Bounce It, Bounce It. I was at Legion also 2 days ago. I did have this on draught. It was very, very good. Just a nice, solid, juicy, West Coast style IPA. Not particularly unique, but I could see why it is their best seller. It was the best beer that I had of the flight that I got of Legion Brewing Company. Legion was a hit or miss for me. I had a couple of things that I thought were okay. Some of them I did not like at all, but the Juicy J, Bounce It, Bounce It, was freaking amazing. Back from Noda, also from Noda, they have the Ramble on Red Amber Ale, 5.2%. Birdsong Brewing Company, Lazy Bird Brown, Brown Ale, 5.5%. Birdsong is another brewery that everyone is recommending that I go check out, so I'm going to go try to hit that up before I leave Charlotte. Last but not least, they've got the Southern Range Brewing Neapolitan Stout, Milk Stout, 5.4%. So the price raises here are actually not bad. So it's not like being at, I don't know, I guess Carowinds is what you guys call Six Flags out here on the West Coast, East Coast. So you're not paying, you know, too much for a beer. The 16 ounces range from $5.50 to $7, and the 24 ounces range from $8.25 to $10.50, depending on the beer style. So I was pretty impressed. I was pretty happy with the draft selection. I've had at least 5 different beers from here today, on top of the 2 that I've had from different companies in the city the past couple days. So I'm definitely impressed. You might be hearing some dogs here. I forgot to mention that this park is also dog friendly, so you can bring your dogs here. I wanted to go over the food menu with you. Let's start off. I like that they have a really, it's almost like a German-American healthy fusion menu. And I actually really liked it. The Bavarian pretzel sticks with beer cheese and whole grain mustard. I did not order those, but I saw other people order them, and I could usually tell from 20 feet away how good a baked good is, and they do look really good. They have the Parmesan truffle fries. I had those this afternoon. They weren't fantastic, but they were pretty good. I've had worse Parmesan truffle fries in my life. They've got the beer brat, which comes with sauerkraut, whole grain mustard, and comes on a bread roll. Traditional bratwurst braised in beer. Can't go wrong with that. They have a curried chickpea salad wrap, which is mixed greens, celery, onion, raisins, and mayonnaise. So that's more of a vegetarian option. The chicken Waldorf salad. We all know what a Waldorf salad is. The chicken schnitzel sandwich comes with the apple cabbage slaw, Thousand Island dressing on a brioche bun. We did have those for lunch today. I thought it was the best thing that we tasted. So definitely come back for the schnitzel sandwich. It's just a solid, delicious, pounded fried chicken sandwich. It's good. The Whitewater Burger. I ordered that. I wasn't crazy about it. So if you come here, just skip the fucking burger. For $10, I feel like you can probably get a better burger somewhere else. The plant-based burger, don't know what that is. I assume that's an Impossible Burger, but do not quote me. I didn't order it. They also have the apple cabbage slaw, which I ordered, which was very, very good. They have the cucumber tomato salad. I ordered that too. Lots of vinegar, lots of garlic, very refreshing, great for the summertime. It's a good, healthy option instead of getting French fries on the side of your sandwich. Order some tomato salad. They also serve chicken tenders and German potato salad. I didn't have the chicken tenders or the German potato salad, so I'm not sure how it was. But for the price point, you know, everything is under $10. The portion size was decent. Everything tasted really fresh and flavorful. So I was impressed with the food. You know, it's not the best German food I've ever had in my life, but it's really fucking good. It was really healthy and fresh, and enjoyed it.